Hey, Brody?
Yes, Sam, you got it.
Hey, thanks so much, Brody, for calling into the podcast, man. Matt, we've met before at you came through here with the Eyeball Festival, and I told you to your face that you're one of my favorite comics and just a beacon of positive energy. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Sam. Love Detroit, love the fans, love the crowds, and yeah, I try to be positive. It's a natural thing, but it's a good skill to have, I suppose. Good attitude.
Okay, so one thing, formally welcoming you back, but I know you got some roots here. A lot of your family is from the Detroit area.
Yeah, my mom was born in Detroit. They lived in Indian Village. I live in Valley Village in California. She lived in Indian Village back there in Detroit. Still there, I believe. And her father, my grandfather, he ran the Fox Theater right there across from Comerica. And so, but my mom only lived there for, less than a year. But he was there for a while before they moved out west. But he helped get, the Fox Theater. I know everyone loves it, and he was a part of it. I have playbills from the early 30s.
Oh, sweet.
So, pretty cool.
Okay, I follow your stuff. I follow your social media feed, most like your Periscope, apple cider vinegar. I want to tell you, that has helped me out, man. I know you have a great relationship with your listeners, your fans, and in turn, they have one with you. I do want to tell you, that little tip helped me out, man.
How is apple cider vinegar helping you with the digestion or...
I was getting acid reflux very bad because I like eating spicy foods.
Yeah.
And sometimes I like spicy foods, but spicy foods don't like me, you know?
Gotcha. No, yeah, I was having that same kind of issue, like a little bit of a heartburn, a little bit like upset stomach. But, no, I mean, I just feel that, it helps with blood sugar, and you feel you read stories about how people are losing weight. I leaned out, so all the reviews. Whenever I throw out apple cider vinegar, I get so much reaction, positive reaction, and on Twitter more than any of my little supplements or magnets or yoga. I throw out apple cider vinegar. I feel like it's a government secret because I mean, I lost weight. I don't think they're going to, because it's so inexpensive. But, I lost weight, and, I was walking, but I was taking an apple cider vinegar, and I felt like maybe I was cutting down the fat. And the other one is they say it helps, fat not develop. So, anyway, I take it, I like it, and I get good feedback on it. So, maybe I'm going to keep it up.
All right. Well, speaking of your show, you're at the L Club here in Detroit. I also heard from social media, from your Periscope, that you're kind of taking a break from audience warm up, and you're getting back out there on the road, trying new stuff, seeing new crowds. How's that going for you?
It's different. It's a different muscle. It's a different kind of energy. I used to do warm-up pretty much every day, I would say, for close to 8 years. I kind of had a regular gig. And it was good for me. I had structure and mic time and being comfortable around a TV crew and celebrity guests and all that stuff. So anyway, I did a lot of that warm-up, and I felt that, I took it as far as I could go. I think... the more I grew as a comedian, more as I grew as a, personality maybe, it kind of, warm up, you can't really grow. You kind of hit a point. So if you're growing outside of warm up, to go back there, it's like you're putting yourself in a box. And, I think all you're growing and audiences at the shows are, it's just kind of hard to do. So basically you outgrow it. Is what basically happened to me. I outgrew it, but, I pushed it all the way till the end.
That's right, push and believe.
Yeah, I mean, look, it works on a TV set. It works like that. That's where I have validation of the energy that people pick up on is what I put into doing warm-up. And I felt like these TV shows, because they would tell me it made a difference. I did over 3,000 shows. I did Chelsea for a long time. I did Fox Sports, Best Damn Sports Show. I did At Midnight. And, yeah, I saw what energy did. So it was like a proven thing for me. So, you know, it's great for doing warm-up if you can get those gigs. And now I'm trying to put it out in, you know, part of my act about being a positive energy guy. But, we'll see what happens until the money runs out. I don't know. You know, it's just, I'd rather be known for this than, I mean, if it inspires people, it's good. If I could turn it into some kind of like a speech where I'm inspiring people, that's kind of exciting to me.
Okay, and I understand, and I get it. You want to try new stuff. I mean, one thing about being out there on the road is it can be a bit stressful. How do you deal with the everyday of it, the traveling, the booking, the this, the that?
Well, you know, no, I don't do it. I mean, that's the thing. I don't do a ton of road work. I mean, I'm coming to Detroit. I did San Francisco last week, actually, and I did Seattle over the summer. I did Phoenix over the. I did Scottsdale over the summer. I did the Bay Area. So I had a bunch of shows like where I was doing the road, and I did Washington D.C. So yeah, that's kind of, you know, for me that's kind of difficult in a sense that, you know, I'm trying to build up my crowds, and I feel like I get a lot of traction, you know, on Periscope or on, you know, Twitter, or if I stay in Los Angeles, maybe I get on somebody's video, or I'm getting spots at the Comedy Store. I know that the Comedy Store is a hot place. Yes, I want to go out on the road. Yes, I want to develop that muscle. But I also have to kind of like weigh the pros and cons because, you know, I'm not a huge draw yet. So for me to go on the road, yeah, maybe I break even. Whereas I stay here in L.A., yes, I'm making less money, but I'm not doing the crazy travel. I still get the Periscope, you know, 1,000 people are going to see me possibly on my Periscope in terms of like building new fans, but... You know, I would like to do the road more, don't get me wrong. Yes, I would. And it was great when I was on that Oddball tour. I like it being a part of, you know, doing a rock club. Like doing the L Club to me is a fun gig because I could be loose in a rock club. You know, you go to a comedy club, you go to an improv, and, you know, the people are like, oh, we're comedy fans. We go every month to the improv and see who's there. And we're wearing our bowling shirts and we're like, you know, we're into, you know, a lot of the improvs are run like, I'm not knocking them, but that's how the clubs are. I'm good at when people kind of are open to different stuff.
Okay.
But I also, you know, I'm versatile. I can do both. It's like, I mean, last night I did a show in front of like, it was a all Latino crowd basically. Mm-hmm. And funny's funny. You know, whether you're doing an alternative crowd, a Latino crowd, a club crowd. So it gives me confidence. And, but, you know, getting back to the warm-up, you know, that took me out of the stand-up game. So I said I did warm-up for 8 years. That's essentially 8 years of not putting your complete focus on being the best stand-up comedian you could be. So let's say I've been kind of like made a mind shift, an attitude shift to get out of warm-up, say, 2 years ago. I look at it that I've only been on this ride of building up my fans for a couple of years. I don't even have an album out. I don't have a special out. I have a half-hour special. So that's kind of what I'm focusing on. And doing a show out there in Detroit, like at the L Club, it's like that's what I need to do. You know, I can definitely do that. I like those kind of things. And I can, you know, play music. Like, I don't know if I can play drums at the improv unless I set it up ahead of time. But in terms of, like, organically banging around, you know, I like the rock clubs.
Okay, okay. Great. And we can't wait to have you here in a few days. And, Brody, I mean, like I said, you are a person who sees what they want, has the tools to get it. And I know it's not a catchphrase, it's not a joke or anything. When I say you take on that positive energy, you do push and believe, and you usually overcome. I mean, I saw the, you know, the special, the HBO Enjoy It, and I saw a person who had to relive the 2011 incident, but you faced those demons and you just pushed through it, man. So I don't think, if you can get through that, I'm pretty sure this would be a breeze.
Sam, you're pumping me up.
Hey, man, it goes both ways. I mean, the energy flows, man. Positive energy is positive energy. And you can't break it. It goes back and forth, man. I just want you to carry that because I see your stuff and I'm pumped up. It's so many times I've run around my house just yelling, yes, enjoy it. Push it. You got it. Push and believe. I do that when I'm not feeling so great. And quite honestly, I feel good. So I would only imagine you, that is your, I don't know if that is your mantra, but that's just how you live your life, and it's working.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, a lot of it, I think, for me, started, when I was playing baseball, having fun with my teammates, and going off to play college baseball, and going on the road, and, you're traveling with your friends, and you're playing all these games, you're just, like, goofing around a lot, so... And then when you start having to train and it gets monotonous, and that's when you start going, enjoy it, pushing. And then later on, I saw that people seemed to really like that stuff. I could tell, like, later on. So I always kept that in the back of my mind. And then when I got into doing warm-up in 2000, I was really able to apply it. I applied it in Seattle where I first began. And somewhat in New York City, I learned it more. But when I started doing warm up, I really saw the benefit energy. I really saw it, and I was able to take it and put it into the TV shows. And I could tell, like when I shut down or was, I would do little tests, like when I or the crowd wasn't good, I things would go wrong, a light would go out, the teleprompter would mess up. But when you're bringing that energy and you're like conducting that audience, and when it felt good, and so I just got to. I guess that's my strength. I mean, it's just a natural.
Brody,
you're
going to be fine. One thing I can say, I'm glad you brought up baseball. We were talking about that earlier. The Baseball Hall of Fame was just announced. I know you're big on Tim Raines. You got to feel good about that.
Yeah, Tim Raines, another guy, high energy guy, laughing, funny, broad humor, great player, great teammate, well liked, deserved. He overcame a lot of stuff. He had, some issues, and he overcame it. So he's a winner. He was there with the Yankees, and I got to be around him a bit. And there's another guy, positive energy, always laughing, always having a good time. I mean, I'm not always laughing. I mean, I try to, but
hey, stuff happens. I get it.
It's like the thing is like I think so many people are negative now. It's like that's the cool thing to be. And I mean, as a comedian, it's like, wow, everyone's negative. I'll be positive. I think it's different. It's kind of like that's what I learned in Seattle by doing this cable access. Everyone was on there cursing, showing nudity, being outrageous. And where I said, let's just be funny. Keep it clean and be funny. So part of it's, comedian in me. You want to be, trail your own path. Blaze your own path.
Hey, I get it. And, I mean, we were talking about it. I'm digging Jeff Bagwell because he's, much deserved, as well as Tim Raines. But, if I got to be a homer here, Rodriguez, I mean, former Tiger. He was there for about 4 years, I think, 04 to 08. So loving that. I'm a diehard Detroit guy. I know you have your roots with the Cubs. They finally broke that curse of not winning pretty much forever. My lifetime, your lifetime, my dad's. I mean, like, I'm not the biggest Cubs fan. I mean, I love Detroit, but you got to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a great story. It's good. Everyone loved the World Series. It was exciting, and the story behind the Cubs and the history and the two cities. It was cool. I got to be around that. That was a great thing. And Yeah, Pudge Rodriguez, great to see him. Awesome catcher. He had a solid career all the way through. And also Bagwell, he's a guy, you know, he might pave the way for, I'm not saying he did anything, you know. You'd like to see Barry Bonds get in one day, hopefully Roger Clemens one day, and have that era be acknowledged, like that kind of stuff was going on. So, or they were, you know, Hall of Famers before they did some of that sort of thing. So, yeah. I mean, this is a whole other...
I know, that's a whole... I didn't want
to... Deal.
But, hey, let's just focus on the positivity and one positive thing.
Yeah, positive push, no steroids. You got it.
You got it.
Red Bull, let's do some running.
But, yes, I can't wait to see you in a few days here at the L Club. Hey, Brody, thanks so much for just giving us a little piece of your time.
Sam, thanks for letting me talk. I feel like it was therapy. You're good at this.
I try to be. Hey, this is not even a full podcast. Sooner or later, you're totally welcome back, and we can sit down and get into this for real.
Yes, you got it. I'll PayPal you a couple bucks. Maybe cheaper than my doctor.
I look forward to that, Brody. All right, thanks so much.